When you think of the American Civil War, you probably don't think of battlefields in states such as New Mexico. We head to the land of enchantment for one such battle on this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair-weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Confederate President Jefferson Davis had grand plans to secure independence in southern and eastern portions of the U.S., but to also capture the West.
Under the General Henry Hopkins Sibley, the Confederate troops moved up from Texas and captured, pretty much without contest, Santa Fe.
Christine Beekman tells the story of the very western theater of the war.
The Confederate plan was to move north up to the gold and silver fields of Colorado, capture that territory, move west over into the Mormon area and gain the Mormons on their side, and then continue over to the ports of California. So they had some pretty lofty plans.
General Sibley moved up the Rio Grande River, defeating a Union force at Fort Craig, 100 miles south of Albuquerque, and then continued to the unprotected city of Santa Fe. But the Union did not let that move go unchecked. On March 26, 1862, both sides met near the present-day city of Valencia. Civington and Chavez led men on a steep climb that would effectively end the war in the West.
They went up Glorieta Mesa, roughly 800 vertical feet, looked down to a pinch point in the Santa Fe Trail, and saw at Johnson's Ranch the supply wagons of the Confederate troops that were left under, you know, just a few guards.
The main body of troops fought to a draw, but when the Confederates turned to head back to their supply wagons, they found them burned and the horses and mules gone. With few supplies, they headed south, and by July of 1862, all Confederate troops were out of New Mexico. Traveling the countryside, at the site of the Battle of Glorieta Pass, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCrae.